Thank you. Amen. and you might need it early. So don't wait for tomorrow. You might need it today. Amen? Your invitation is coming. It's in the mail. It's on the way. And I said, and I drift down for this. Drift down and, because I did not want to be like, you know, in a pastoral uniform.
All right.
Because I'm trying to be vulnerable. You know, sometimes when I'm in a suit in a pastoral uniform, and y'all see me, it's like, I sometimes feel like a Superman when you put on this.
Yeah, yeah.
When you change clothes, put on this Superman suit.
Gotcha.
So I want to say, hey, I ain't no Superman. I'm just like y'all. I have the same strokes, temptations, amen, falling, and standing up there like all of y'all here. So don't see me as, so when I talk about temptation, amen, I'm facing every day. Amen. I'm not a Superman. Listen. I got some blanks on there, so I won't speak too much here, but I want to tell you in advance. Most of them, except for one, all start with the word T.
Okay.
T words. All be T words, but one blank won't be a T. And the first one I want to talk to you about, since I'm talking about us, since I'm talking about me, I'm not only talking about me, I'm talking about me. Along with the group, and I really need what the group needs, maybe more than the group. But I want to talk about the leaders first.
All right.
Because look at what that scripture says. Look at what that scripture says.
Uh-huh.
And do not leave us.
All right.
So when you're praying this prayer, you're not just praying it for you.
Right.
You're praying it. You say, Heavenly Father, loving, powerful Heavenly Father, I'm praying for the family, myself and my siblings. Because I'm not in the family by myself. You're not just my father, but you're father of the whole family. So I'm praying for the whole family. And within that family, amen, I'm praying also for the leaders.
All right, amen.
Because leaders need prayer. Yeah. Why do leaders need prayer? I want to say leaders need prayer because leaders, this is what I'm saying, pray for your leaders because leaders are on a tightrope. That's that crazy. We on a tightrope. You know how you see people on a tightrope walking. Amen. And they got a little cold because they're trying to bounce themselves on the tightrope, trying not to fall off the tightrope because they know it's a difference in falling. You know, sometimes you just slip and fall down on the floor, and you get up. Marriage, other, even if you hit an entrance, it is usually not a serious entrance.
Right, sure.
But when you're walking on a tightrope,
come on now,
and you're trying to balance and walk on a tightrope, and you fall off a tightrope, you can do very damaging hurt to yourself and to others.
I know,
that's true.
Yeah. Amen. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And sometimes I feel like I'm on a tightrope. And everybody is looking up at you. And they expect you to make it.
Yeah.
I expect for the pastor to be able to get from one side to the other side. want to tell you is it's a balance in that.
Absolutely.
But sometimes you got the balance as leaders. I'm talking to all the leaders. That's why we pray for the leaders on the first Sunday.
Yeah.
Because our leaders are on a tightrope.
Yeah.
And listen here. So here we are. And you got to balance some things. You have to balance some things. You got to balance, number one, caring for the congregation with caring for yourself.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Because when you care for the congregation and don't care for yourself, no wonder why you see so many leaders, pastors, are sick. High blood pressure, diabetes, because they don't do everything they could to take care of the congregation, but they won't take care of themselves.
That's real.
Amen. They retired, but they don't have a lot to live on, because they're always thinking about the congregation, and they won't think about themselves. And then they realize, amen, it takes a balance, because not only do you take care of those that are under your care, but you also have to take care of yourself.
Amen.
Oh, your plane going down and the mask fall. You got to put the mask on you before you put the mask on the child. You got to take care of yourself. If not, you won't be here.
Amen.
Don't let the ministry kill you. I want to have a witness in here. Don't let the ministry kill me.
Amen.
My Lord, my Lord. It's a balance. You got with me so far?
Amen.
But not only that. Not only that. But you're trying to balance between family and ministry.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Because sometimes it seems like you are not off the clock.
It's true. Right. Right.
Yeah. You're getting out of the clock.
Right.
So when everybody else, you know, can leave job and they can be at home, but you can still get
calls.
You still get calls.
Keep it real, best.
You can still get interrupted. People still need you.
Amen.
You still got to go to the hospital to be the duty.
Amen.
You still got to pray for folk. You still got to. So you don't get off the job. Sometimes families go down, and that's why in ministry families, they're divorces.
High rate.
And adultery.
Sure.
Because you're trying to take care of ministry. And we get to take care of
family.
Y'all with me so far? I'm trying to tell you, crack on, there's a balance to that. Leaders, there's a balance to that. Deacons, there's a balance to that. Then, most of all, sometimes we get so busy doing the football that we forget about being with God.
It's true. Balance.
You're always doing something. I'm trying to serve God. You're serving God. But if you keep serving God and stop spending time with God, somebody need to hear me what I'm saying. But listen here. I've been walking on this tightrope for a long time. But I've been saved 47 years. I've been preaching 45 years. And I've been here 38 years. So for at least 45 years, I've been on the tightrope. And I'm going to tell you, in those 45 years on the tightrope, trying to bail yourself, don't think I always remember to pray for me.
Amen.
So I wrote it in a little corner. Maybe in a little corner help you to remember to pray for me. I want you to understand I'm not Superman. I'm just a mild-mannered reporter, a black Detroit kid whom God has sent. Wanted to live upright and stay away from my kryptonite. Don't put me on a pedestal. Put me on a prayer list. Don't put me on a pedestal. Put me on a prayer list. Because if you put me on a pedestal, I might fall off onto the prayer list.
Okay.
All right. Listen, yes, sir. So thank you, Mom.
Yeah.
I got to pray for the pastor. I've been
waiting
for that. Say, don't put him on a pedestal.
Yeah.
Put him on a prayer list. Because if you put him on a pedestal, he's going to fall off.
Won't be there anyway.
Onto the prayer.
Yeah.
Leaders. Because not only when you're on that rope do you have to deal with balancing, but you know also you got some wings. So you're not on the type of inside, you're like on the type of outside, and you got wings. Those wings, maybe part of the wind are the pain of your past. But even though you're a leader, you got a past. There are things you were exposed to. Some things you have experienced in your past, and they weaken you in some ways because they seem to haunt you.
Yeah.
So you got to deal with the pain of your past. But not only do you have to deal with the pain of your past, you got to deal with the pressures of your present. Anybody got a pressure in their present, and you got bills you have to pay. Amen. You got to take care of your health. Amen. You got the pressures. You got a job. Somebody here. If anybody here got a question, I'm just say amen. So you got to deal with the pain of your past and the present, the pressure of your present. Not only is the pain of your past, the present of your present, but also you got to deal with, amen. What's the word? The next word? The prognosis for your future.
Yeah.
When I look at this world, hey, I'm just trying to deal with the pain of my past, the stuff I've been exposed to, the stuff I've been experienced, amen, the pressures on me in the future, family pressure, church pressure, feel pressure, money pressure, health pressure. You're trying to deal with that as you walk across the tightrope, and then you look at the world and how the world stands, people moving away from God, man loves of themselves more than God, church becoming irrelevant to some, amen. God put out there to change folks that they can make it on their own, and you see a dark future for the world you live in, wars and rule of the world. You got to deal with all that.
All that.
What's a Christian?
My Lord.
You got to deal with all that. That's why you need somebody to pray for you.
Yeah.
That's why you need powerful prayer partners.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Need some power for prayer.
Thank you, Lord God.
Yes. Let's move.
Thank you, Lord God.
Who we all pray. Pray for one another. Amen. But not only that. Look at the verses. Look at that. Look at the verse. And do not leave us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Or the evil one.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen. That's the main one I want you to focus on. Now listen here. God does not tempt us. The Bible says that a thing is
true.
Amen. God doesn't tempt us.
Right. Amen. For sure.
God tests us.
Right.
But God doesn't tempt us. Y'all with me so far?
Amen.
God tests us, but God doesn't tempt us. Now test and tempt in the Greek is the same word. So this is what happened. This is what happened now. Sometimes God tests us. Because tests are times or usually of difficulty. Amen. He tests us to make us stronger.
Sure.
He puts some weight on us.
Right.
Some difficulties, some trials, some hardships. But that's just because God tests you to develop.
Sure. Yeah.
To develop.
Amen.
The enemy is trying to tempt you.
Right.
But the enemy is not looking at your development.
Right.
The enemy is trying to tempt you for your detriment.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's trying to destroy you.
Yeah.
He's trying to injure you. He's trying to bring you down from what you
are. You're right, sir. You're right.
So what happens is when you're going through God's testing, hardships, the difficulties, the trials, the enemy says, oh, going through the trial, going through difficult, going through hard times. And when he sees you going through the trial, hard times, the difficulties, he says, okay, let me send them an invitation. Because evidently God will. Because I want them to know God really ain't working for them right now. That's why they going through hardship, difficulty, and hard times. So I'm going to send them an invitation so they just leave God's will.
My God. Put your name on.
Leave God's will and come over.
Great.
And serve me.
Yeah. Wow.
Y'all with me? So pray here. He's telling us to pray. He's telling us to pray. For Heavenly Father who loves us. It is all powerful and know all things. Lead us not into temptation. Now the key word is the word into.
Okay.
Put it down. I got a definition of into. Put that in that place. And the definition of into. Y'all see what they do? So definition into. All right, that's what's going there. That's the only one that's not a T. Everything else will be a T. The definition into. Toward the inside or middle of something and about to be contained, surrounded, or enclosed by.
Jesus.
So say that. Lord, when you leave, when you're testing me, when you leave me through the everyday life, Lord, don't leave me so far into it. And it encloses me, surrounds me, and I'm contained by it.
Right.
Yeah, y'all hear me? Let's try to make it a little bit more plain. Let's go down. Look at the scripture here. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No, this is all right, but under God's request, no temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man.
Right.
When you tempted, don't think you're the only one going through.
Right.
If you man, we've all had temptations, and temptations are not sin.
Right.
Amen. So, don't think you've got a temptation that somebody else has an experience. But God is faithful.
Yes.
Oh, Heavenly Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord God.
I'm glad you're faithful.
Yes.
Who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able.
Right.
Because I'm faithful, and because I'm faithful, I'm not going to allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able to handle.
Right.
So we'll have when temptation comes, look at what it says. I will also make a way of escape. When the temptation comes, he gives you an invitation. Amen. Amen. Don't. I'm going to give you so you might go into it.
Thank you, Lord God.
Where your clothing is surrounded and captured by, I'm going to make you a way of escape.
Yeah,
he's giving
you a wonder.
Do y'all hear me?
Yeah. Jesus.
That you may live in prayer.
Jesus.
Listen to me. So in other words, he's saying, now I suppose I had an exit sign, but it didn't work out. But you know when you're on the highway and you see that exit sign, that means it's trying to remind you, don't miss your turn off.
Right.
Don't miss your turn off.
Yeah.
So, number two, we pray that we won't miss our
turn off.
Don't miss your turn off. Because if you miss your turn off, you will go into. So he's going to give you a turn off.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. They
love turn offs.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can work with this. Just a little bit. Let me share a little story with you, pretty long. Back when I was a senior, just gonna do this quick, we're gonna move on. I was a senior, and there was a young lady, she was attracted. Young lady, so I invited her to go to, when I was a senior, to go to the city, the game you pay for the city. Amen. My high school played another high school for the city championship. So I invited her to go. I may talk to her a little bit. She was here just kind of came to our church. And on that great memorial, and, you know, I was 18, and she was, I think, 18, so I invited her to the game. Went to the game, you know, it was fun, hung out at the game. But then, there was a time of the game that she was supposed to go to the restroom. And she went to the restroom with it. And I was thinking when I was sitting there, and stayed watching the game, coming into the game. And I said, why? Maybe I was going to make something in circumstance or something. After a while, she came back. You see, I realized once she came back that she just went on a race. She didn't go on a restroom break. She went on a weed break.
Okay.
Y'all with me?
Amen.
Now, I'm a Sunday school teacher. I was a Sunday school teacher when I was. I wasn't a preacher yet, but I was a Sunday school teacher when I was 18. I was teaching the youth Sunday school. I don't know why they had youth teaching you, but I was teaching. People were my same age. I said to myself, Sunday school teacher. Because I didn't know she went to a weed break because, you know, when she came back, I remember the smell from when I used to ride the paddle bus.
Right.
When the nights were around there.
Right.
And when you're bad before you're wet, when you see that person and think about the bad again, you get an adrenaline rush.
Right. Yeah.
and miss all the turnoff, all the qualities that this person had that God is trying to tell you. He didn't like those people that went to construction. They got the flag, trying to flag you down, the red flag, or somewhere, get out this way. But you can't see the flag because you too turned up.
Turn up, baby.
Yeah.
It's true, baby.
Yeah.
You two turned up to turn off.
Yeah.
Oh, you always said that. Yeah. Yeah. I wish I had somebody listening to me. I'm trying to tell you. Sometimes, you know, back when before I learned how to operate my car right, my radio system on, I had to use the GPS on my phone. When I was trying to use the GPS on my phone, and I had a radio on. But the problem was, sometimes the radio was too loud.
Right.
And I couldn't hear the GPS.
Right.
If you have the radio turned up, and you can't hear your GPS. And I'm saying that for me, when we are turned up too loud, when the world is turned up, when other things are turned up in our lives too loud, we can't hear the GPS trying to tell us to take the next turn off. Don't miss your turn off. You know what, GPS? I'm not talking about the road position system. I'm talking about God's powerful spirit. The spirit of God. He took and he fled.
Yeah.
Now, I want to tell you, sometimes when you take the turn off, when you take the turn off, you're going to miss your check. Don't look at the immediate results.
My God.
Because the immediate result was he got thrown in jail.
Yeah, it's true.
But the ultimate results, because God was on his side.
Right.
He made it to the palace.
Right. That's
true. Amen.
You know
what
I mean?
Amen.
So sometimes when you take the exit, things may not work out for you.
That's true. May not look, yeah.
In the short run.
Yeah.
But you might have a long view.
My God.
I wish I had a witness in here.
My God, don't trust him.
In the long view.
Yeah.
And God blessed me with the past.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had a witness. That's why I'm trying to get you to. Amen. Because there's something special about you.
Yeah, amen.
That's why you don't. Can't miss your turn.
Amen.
But now we got another brother. Another one of our brothers, David. Brother David said, when everybody, when all the other kings were going to war,
yeah,
he stayed at home.
Yeah.
That's the first problem. You should have went to war when everybody else was war.
Because
he would get. You should have been at war when all the other kings were at war. A lot of times, when Satan gives you an invitation,
right,
it's because you are not doing what God assigned you to do.
In the wrong place.
People are not doing the rest of the kings.
Yeah,
wrong place. And he goes up to the rooftop.
Yeah.
And he looks on the rooftop.
Yeah, yeah.
And he sees a woman baby. Now, there's no sin in seeing.
Right.
But brothers, you got to learn how to see stuff.
Right.
Yeah. So when you see it,
woo,
you got to stop. You got it?
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. See y'all, sometimes you're opposite.
Amen.
Y'all can talk with it, then you can go back and see. No. You got to see. I'm going on this way.
All right.
See the short face, Lord. See the tight pants, Lord. You better learn how to see stuff if you want to survive. Because if you see.
Oh, my.
David was looking at it. See, I know he looked a long time, because when you see stuff, you catch a little bit. But when he said she was beautiful.
Okay.
So now to know all that?
Yeah.
He had to see a little bit.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's
standard for him. And then, not only did he not see Saul, but he saw what he didn't see. Hey, you're coming with me. Not only did he see Saul, but he saw what he did not see. Because he saw that she was in sin that he wasn't sinning in.
Oh, okay.
What he saw put him in a fantasy, amen?
Yeah.
So he saw things that he didn't really see.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He took it to places that weren't really there.
Right.
He began to see things the way they could be.
Right, yeah. Okay.
So they bring on. Go get that woman. Now, who is she? Brenda, who is she? And this is what they say. They say, that's Uriah, the Hittite.
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. First, they said Uriah. Oh, Uriah. Uriah, my faithful soldier.
My A1.
The one I could depend on.
Yeah.
Amen. The warrior. The one that's steadfast. The one that's brave. The one that's courageous. The one that's been there with me. Amen. Night and day. Uriah's dad. I already said what dad was. No, Uriah the Hittite.
Yeah.
When he said, it's your faithful, dependable Uriah, commander, fighter. You can, there's nobody like him when it comes to dependability.
Yeah.
It's his wife that should have been the child.
Yeah.
She's the child.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no. That's okay. I said, let me go back down and pray for forgiveness. I said, you've been living her that long. Bring her to me. David, you missed it. Get out. Bring her to me.
Bring
her back. Brought her. David was with her. And she ended up praying.
Amen.
Didn't take the turn. Y'all with me?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Look, get the child. The man's head in the wrong
way. Yeah. It's true.
And the problem is, really, even before he got to that point, he should have thought about his, the wine he already had. Because
yeah, right.
He already had just kidney wine. You got 17 wives, babies. And now you're looking at. You can make halfway through the month without going to say what?
Yeah.
And now you want Uriah one.
Somebody.
But that's all Uriah got.
Yeah, that one's true.
Don't miss you. Don't miss your turn off.
Alright.
Joseph took his turn off. He took the turn off. David missed the turn off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens when you miss the turn off? I have other things. At least I got this one there. See, when I miss, this is what happened when I missed the turn off. If you don't live in doubt, you may not know what this is. Get a cold bill.
Yeah.
When you miss a turnout, you got to pay a toll.
Yeah.
Woo! When you miss it, you could have turned out and you would have had to pay them. But you continue on, and now you went to the toll booth, and you got to pay a toll because you missed the turnout. It takes a toll on your life.
Yeah, oh, that's good. That's
right,
good.
Right.
Yes.
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 Because
they keep adding up.
Yes, they do.
It takes a toll on you. It takes a toll on your life. When you
that's good. That's
listen
good.
Here. Listen.
That's good.
You know what a parable is? A parable is a simple story that communicates a spiritual truth. Y'all with me?
Amen.
It's a simple story that communicates a spiritual truth. When I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about this. I said, okay. I'm listening to one of the thoughts. Oh. And something came back to my memory. So that's why I call this a musical parable. It's a musical. I have listened to it. It came back to me. And I said, I'm going to use that as a parable to illustrate paying your toll when you miss your turn off.
Okay.
Y'all with me?
Alright.
So you're gonna know right off. When I share with you, I'm not saying I'm just gonna read it to you. Read some of the lyrics. And you're gonna know right off where I'm headed. Well, the parable begins. Let me hold you tight. If only
one night.
For a night. Let me keep you near to ease away your fear. It would be so nice
if only
for one night. And you know, this is this part back in the day, you want to hear. I only, so will not.
That ain't no good.
If only, so will not. You know why? Because when I say things to me, I never hear from you. But I'm willing to go through. I must be crazy. Standing in this place, but I'm feeling no disgrace.
My God.
For asking. You got me?
Yeah.
I'm standing in this place, and I'm feeling no disgrace. I must be crazy. It seems like something is telling him to take the turn off. Something, you ain't in the right place. You got no business here. Something inside of him is telling him to take the turn off. But he said, it'll be all right. If only for one night. One night? One night? If only for one night. Take the turn off, Luther. Luther, take the turn off. Luther, take the turn off. But he wouldn't even take the turn off. So he begins later on. I said, if you don't take the turn off, you gotta pay the toll.
Yeah.
So somebody, later on, I hear him say, a chair is still a chair.
Huh.
Even when there's no one sitting there. But a chair is not a house. And a house is not a home. When there's no one there to hold you tight, and no one there to be kissed goodnight.
Sometimes you have to turn off that
And I'm glad. See, that's why I'm praying to him. Lord, don't let me miss my turnout. But I need your Holy Spirit when I've got that last chance to tell me to turn out, and then give me the power to turn out.
Right. That part, yes. Yes.
I need power. Get off. Turn it off.
Amen.
Turn off the music.
Amen.
Turn it off. Whatever is getting you turned up.
Amen.
Turn off the phone.
Amen.
Because you don't know who you would call at 11:30.
Come on now.
So there's going to be some struggle and strife and fighting and a sword won't be out of your sin. So your daughter won't be raped by your son. One son won't kill that son. Then you won't have a prayer son. He will come take your kingdom. Take you out of your place. He will sleep with your wife because you did what you did behind your door. But God will put him before everybody. Yeah. David, you got a call you got to pay.
My God.
Even the baby that Bathsheba's pregnant with now won't die.
Right. Lord have mercy.
You wish you turn off.
Yeah.
So get you some time. Get you some time. So when the invitation comes, you going through a hard time coming, you need to be called Johnson. And Johnson, you've been called to something. God got his hands on you. You experience God's grace. God won't make it through this. But I can see it's coming. I can see the things he got. Everyone you need to talk to, because he'll talk to you in. Don't forget the invitation.
Jesus, come on.
Because
you got double coming.
He's got something.
Thank you, Lord God.
He's got something.
Thank you, Lord God.
Better for you.
Yes, he does. Thank
he's
you,
got
God.
Something.
Yes, he does.
I got good thing. He got something better for you. You know? So, when we pray, lead us not to temptation. But the difference between saying, Lord, number one, I'm praying for the leader on the table. Number two, I'm praying for give us help. Help us to take the town.
Yes.
Help us, Lord,
yes.
Not to pay that the toll.
That's all I paid it up.
But we need your God's powerful spirit.
Yeah.
We don't have any normal strength to make this
journey. No.
We need your GPS.
Amen.
But it said, if you be led by the Spirit, you won't fulfill the desires of the flesh.
That's
why fasting is. Because fasting turns down the normal of the flesh.
Yeah. Right.
And turns up the voice of the Spirit. So I wonder if you fast. You can pray. So if you hear somebody said, take the time. I'm back to those. It's all of you. Temptation is difficult. I always want to remember the toll.
Yes.
So you know what I do? I'm remembering part of my strategy. I'm trying to be trustworthy because I know I've been entrusted with a lot of responsibility. I keep in my wallet all the time. I got a list in my wallet. Of if I fall, all the people that will be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
All I do. So see, no one ever come down to this point, but everything ever point. Just let me give them this style.
Yeah.
And this is saying, hey, I have more impact in the world.
Yeah.
I can break my marriage, disappoint my wife, my child is going to be disappointed in me, my church is going to be, all the training, all the effort, all the sermons I preach, if I fall, they're going to be taken. All my friends that believed in me and been there for me, everything I've invested my whole life in could come crumbling down. Help me not to miss. I got the name on there.
Yeah.
I got the money I could lose. Job I could lose. Marriage I could lose. People that believe in me I could lose. And I said, God, I can't let them down.
Jesus.
You have to help me to make it turn around. Because they believed in me. They entrusted me with the household. Okay, so I'm so trustworthy. But Lord, I'm on a tightrope. Yeah. I'm on a tightrope, God. And someday I'm about to fall on the tightrope, but Lord,
just
let me.
Yeah. Let us not. Let us not.
Yeah. Don't let me get so forgetful that I'm surrounded by and I can't get out of it.
Yeah.
Jesus. But it means too much to me. This is my life. Yeah. I don't want sin to take that down. control on my life. I don't want to fall and to keep that kind of control on my life. You hear or listening or looking at it on the website. Let me say to you this.
Yeah.
Yeah.